You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will, of course, hear more from you coming up in just a little bit, but first we have some guests to start things off this morning. As coming up, starting tonight, Thursday the 13th, Friday the 14th, Saturday the 15th, and Sunday the 16th at the Wausau West High School Auditorium. The Wausau West Theater presents Once Upon a Mattress, and we're very happy to welcome into studio a pair of the cast members. Kaylee Gosney, welcome.
Hi.
Drake Hoffman, welcome to you as well.
Howdy.
Well, first of all, let's talk about each of you and your theater journeys, because have each of you been involved in theater previously, and how many shows have you been in? Kaylee, we'll start with you.
How many shows have I been in? Well,
you're a veteran already?
I'd like to say, I don't know about that, but I've been doing theater pretty consistently, I'd say, throughout my high school career. I think I'm pretty unique in the sense of that I never actually started at Wausau West. Mm. So I did a lot of community theater because the school I had gone to previously didn't really have a theater program or like music in general. And so my junior year last year, because I'm a senior, I made the transfer to Wausau West for the theater department and the music department.
So, oh, very cool.
I've done a lot.
And Drake, what's your experience in theater?
I think it's a little less than Kaylee. I started my freshman year also from a different school. I went to Merrill, and that was pretty sweet. I never really did any community shows until last year, so I was just never really got involved. And then this year, actually, my senior year, I transferred to West, so I'm now a proud warrior. And now we're doing this, and it's really like a awesome experience.
Very cool indeed. Let's talk a little bit about the show, Once Upon a Mattress. For folks who have no notion of what it is, maybe a little thumbnail sketch. What is the show?
Oh, well, it is the true story of the Princess and the Pea. So you have your idea. This isn't your grandma's Princess and the Pea kind of thing. It follows the princess, Winifred, as she has to go through the journey of, you know, the 20 mattresses. And it's funnier. It's very funny. It's funnier than your original story.
And Drake, anything to add to the description of the show?
No, that actually kind of sums it down. It's like people think of The Princess and the Pea as like this sweet little innocent story. And the show, it really just amps up that level of comedicness. And it's really funny.
And Drake, what role are you playing?
I am Prince Dauntless.
Well, how would you describe your role, your character?
Oh, boy. So Prince Dauntless is kind of mama's boy. He's like 36, and he just sticks by his mom's side. And then he meets Winifred, and throughout the show, he kind of evolves into his own person. He learns what it is to be a true man, and he really just grows up. And it's a really good story of that.
And Kaylee, I'm going to guess. Would you be Winifred by any chance?
I am Winifred.
Who is Winifred?
Oh, wow. Who isn't Winifred is the real question. Well, originally played by Carol Burnett, if that gives you anything, any kind of, for the listeners, if you know Carol. Winifred is unapologetically herself. She's loud. She's passionate. She thinks she's shy. I don't think she's very shy. But she's just unapologetically herself. And when she shows up to this kingdom, she's kind of like, oh, okay, what's happening here? And then when she meets Dauntless, you know, she kind of gets a little smitten with him and decides that it's okay and she'll stick around.
How many members of the cast and how many people are totally involved in this production?
I think there's around 45 people totally involved. I think it's in like the 40-45 range. But that's just the cast. There's also a lot of tech members that really just help run the show.
Yeah, there's so many people.
45 folks are in the show? Wow.
It's around that number.
That's
Yeah, roughly. I don't know the exact number. You know, people kind of come and go as they're figuring out whether or not theater's their thing.
Well, sure. And in terms of the process, and that's I think that's a term that's used so often when it comes to the theater. I'm going to ask each of you, what is your process? How long was the, first of all, how long was the rehearsal process? When did you start rehearsal for the show? How many weeks?
Well, we started, what, second week of September?
Yeah.
Well, we auditioned right after school started. And then I think we started consistently rehearsing the third week of school, so third week of September. Mm. And then we've been going every night. Except weekends, we get our weekends off. But right after school, we've been going till probably six o'clock.
For each of you, how would you describe starting? You know, basically from scratch when you audition, you become a member of the cast, and then that process over the 6 weeks or whatever it may be to try to get to the point where tonight the curtain opens and it's opening night that you're ready to go. Is there anything that you've learned in your experiences that to try to make sure you're where you need to be for the start of the production?
I think the most important thing is to smile. I think especially with high school, we learn so much about each other. Mm. And everybody says that you become this family when you do a show, but you really do.
It's
you know,
true.
You start off and in high school, you know a lot of the kids that are already doing it. But with some of the underclassmen or us transfers, you know, you really build this community and you all have to work together because of, I mean, the idea is that you're only as strong as your weakest link, right? Mm-hmm. And you really only are as strong as your weakest link, especially in a musical, and with the scale of Once Upon a Mattress. You know, I think you really got to work together and become this family, but make sure to smile.
Mm. Anything else, Drake?
I think, starting the process, you have your idea and the notion of this character that you might be playing, and it just slowly turns into this, it's never the same. The first day you start it and you're like, oh, well, this character is this and this and this. And then tonight and then we open, it's just you evolve. And you really, by connecting with your peers and really understanding who you are with the people around you, really helps build that character.
We will have more with Wausau West Theater performers Kaylee Gosney and Drake Hoffman about the production of Once Upon a Mattress that opens this evening at Wausau West High School Auditorium. That is coming up in 22 minutes at 7:22 a.m. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up after an information update at the top of the hour here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, and this morning we are talking about Once Upon a Mattress, the opening tonight of the Wausau West Theater production. Shows tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And we are talking with a pair of the cast members, Kaylee Gosney and Drake Hoffman. Wausau West Theater, and I've had experience doing sports, and sometimes there'll be some great players who then graduate. I know with the Wausau West Theater, there were some very talented folks that have been such a significant part of what West has done for a number of years who moved on, graduated. What kind of opportunities? Is there an excitement for everybody now? They've seen some really incredible performers, and now the baton has been passed. Is there a sense here as you start this year, this school year, this is the first show of the year, correct?
Yes.
So is there a different kind of excitement with maybe a few new faces in terms of some of the lead performers?
I definitely think so. I mean, I know you haven't done a West show beforehand. No, we've had some phenomenal performers in the last few years. And I think at the end of last year when they were graduating, it was really bittersweet because, I mean, you create such this family, and when you have such core performers, it's like, well, what are you supposed to do without them? Mm-hmm. You know, everything, you always look to them. And I think it's been really exciting to kind of have the baton passed, to be able to, I don't know, show that we'll be okay. I think a lot of kids were really, really nervous that we wouldn't be okay. And it's like, guys, we're doing great. You know, it's life. You know, people move on and new people come, and I think it's a kind of full rounding moment.
And Drake, what is it like to come into a new school and become part of the team within Wausau West Theater? I imagine that there had to have been some nervousness for that.
Yeah, I actually decided to transfer late summer, actually thanks to Kaylee. You can thank her for that. And there was always just this sense of, like, what if I don't belong? And that's obviously going to happen. But again, that tight work of the theater, it really just drew me in. Like, everyone brought me in so fast, and it was just this automatic bond that I didn't really have at the other school. And it really just, like, it means a lot.
It is something that, you know, back years ago, I had an opportunity to be involved in it. And I don't think people realize the connections that are made when you get involved in something like this. This truly, you talk about teamwork. I don't know if you, it is, again, I've seen a lot of sports, but I think there's so many connections there that, you know, you said it, I think, earlier about the weakest link. You know, if you have that weakest link, it could just break everything up. It is very similar in that sense of teamwork. I think it's sometimes underestimated when people go and see a show. I mean, it really, truly, you guys have to work together. Mm-hmm. You play off each other. It's not just about hitting your marks or reading your lines, is it?
And going back from a place that was kind of like that, that I didn't really have that feeling of connectivity, and then just going to this, the Wausau West Theater program itself is amazing, and that paired with the amazing, talented, wonderful people that they have here at the program. It's just like, it's awesome.
And I got to point out, and I know, you know, I knew Brad Schmicker back in the day, because when he and his wife, Sarah Rudolph, moved to Wausau and took over at UWMC, I was there at the time. I was in Sarah's first show at UWMC all those years ago, 1991. So that's a long time ago. And I know the talented people that they are. What does it mean to have that kind of leadership with somebody like Brad leading your theater department?
Well, they're wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. With the idea of, like, both of us have transferred, right? Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I ever talked to Brad, I was like, hey, Brad, I think I'm going to come to West. And fun fact, I live really far away, so I commute, like, every day.
Sure.
Like, an hour one way for West.
Geez.
Yeah, and so he kind of looked at me like, you're crazy. Like, what? Okay, what? And I think that they are so passionate, and they have such this dedication to not just, like, putting on a good show, but making sure that you're learning and you're having a good experience with it. Because there's so much to be learned from theater with, like, the people that you work with, or on, like, a more technicality level of, like, what goes on behind the stage, how you are as an actor, the things that you do vocally. Like, there's so much to learn, and they have so much knowledge. And if you just take a deep breath and listen, they've got so much to say.
Anything to add, Drake?
I think Brad just has this vision, him and Sarah, they just have this vision that it blows you away at first. Because, like, they say all these things, and it's like, oh my God, you're crazy.
Yeah, okay,
and
then have a moving set. Okay,
yeah,
Brad.
Whatever. And then you actually, like, listen to him, and it's like, okay.
Keep going.
And even though he himself has this vision, he's really good at listening to people. And the casting, since there is so much to learn in theater, you kind of pick things up, and you might bring, well, what if we do this, or what if this happens? And he always is keen to, like, adapt to the actors, and that's always a really good, like, directing quality, I feel.
And I guess finally, let's sell the show. Why should somebody come and see the show this weekend?
Oh, I love this question. please, 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 please come see it. It is genuinely probably one of the most fun shows I've ever done. And I might have a little bit of a bias being Winifred, right? Yeah. And she's so fun and exciting and blah. But I think that it's a great show. You can come see it with your family. Mm-hmm. You'll get a lot of laughs. You'll get your feels. You know, there's some coming of age moments. It's a lot of fun. We've put a lot of work into it. I've had to see Drake a lot these last 2 weeks. So I just think it's a great time, and you'll have a lot of fun, and you won't regret it.
Drake, anything to add?
Yeah, it's a very well-rounded show. There's a lot of aspects of it that a lot of different people that have, like, come in the auditorium and, like, watch it and stuff, different backgrounds, different, this, like, is serious, this guy's funny, and they all think that it's just such a fun show. And I think that it speaks to a lot of different people. It has a lot of different good themes that really come around in the end, And there, yeah, and there is that funny bit, but it also has a really nice aspect of like feeling home.
Mm.
And it's, you can really feel that.
Fantastic. Once Upon a Mattress, Wausau West Theater, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Again, get over there, enjoy the great talent and great entertainment. Kaylee Gosley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Drake Hoffman, thank you very much. Thank Break you. A leg, both of you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out and come back with more. WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the WXCO Morning Report on the Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, online at bowfallsradio.com, and on the Civic Media app as well. I am your faithful engineer slash producer, Ian Welsh, and during this live segment, I wanted to talk to you about something very personal to me, and that is the theater. And specifically, I want to talk about a very familiar feeling that actors have when the current show they're working on is over, and they have this little bit of a break in between shows, hold until the next one. And that is a feeling commonly referred to in the theater as theater with withdrawal. That's theater withdrawal in basic terms is, you know, when you finish with a previous show, like, for example, me, when I just finished a Sweeney Todd, and there's not much else you want to audition for at the moment, so it's a little bit of a waiting game. And theater withdrawal comes in the form of, you know, you spend all this time and all these weeks rehearsing and putting together a spectacular show, and then the performances come around, and then in a flash, the show wraps up. And then, you know, sometimes it can be a very sad feeling, you know, because, you know, you put in all the work and effort, and then it's over just like that. But what I'm here to tell you is that it's okay to feel a little sad that the show is over, but you also need to be proud of what you have done. And it's always good to take a break in between shows. I mean, personally, I have had experiences where I've done multiple shows back to back and not had very much of a break, which is not very good for your body and your mind. It's okay to take a break in between shows. And the important thing to remember is that you do not have to audition for every show. If there's a show that you are really interested in and you really think you have a chance in, then I encourage you to go for it. But you shouldn't audition for a show just because it's a show. It should be for a show that you're actually interested in and can see yourself playing a part in. But even if you're not auditioning for something and you're just taking a break in between, you know, your previous show and the next audition, like later down the road, there are things that you can do to help fight the theater with withdrawal. For example, like, you could go see a show that's being done by a different theater group. Like, this weekend, for example, the Wausau West Theater is having their shows Once Upon a Mattress. I believe it actually starts tonight, actually. And there are plenty of other opportunities. I know that later in December, Wausau Community Theater is going to have their shows for A Christmas Carol. So even if you're not in a show, you should still go out and support your fellow friends and actors and go see their shows. Is their support really means a lot. It truly does. Some other things you can do is you can watch clips of your favorite plays or musicals on YouTube. You know, shows that you like, even shows you've been in. You know, it can bring back some good memories. And one of my favorite things to do is you can just listen to your favorite Broadway or just a regular theater soundtrack on a Spotify, a Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube. You can even listen to the CDs in your car. You can also try ushering a show. You know, theater's always looking for ushers, and ushers are very important jobs in the world of theater. A couple of other great ideas is you can try to write your own play. It doesn't have to be like a super long play. Just think of a creative idea and start writing down ideas, and you can make your very own a story. Or one of my favorite things to do is just belt out a show tune. You know, just by yourself or with friends. You could sing in the shower. You could go to a karaoke night and pick out some Broadway tunes to sing. There's lots of great things you can do for the theater besides just being involved in theater. You know, go out and support your friends and write your own stories. Listen to your favorite soundtracks. If you have DVDs of past performances you've been in, you can watch those again and, you know, see how your acting compares in other shows than it does today. Theater is always happening, and you should always take advantage of it whenever you can. Just remember that it's okay to take a break and, you know, take careful consideration of the shows you audition for. Theater is a beautiful thing. Just make sure you take a break every once in a while. Well, coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll have our next number for the day. I am a 2 for 3 this week, so I'm off to a pretty good start. Let's see if I can secure a successful week. We'll be right back on the WXCO Morning Report on Bull Falls.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you miss any of our interviews, in addition to putting them as part of our podcast, which you can get each and every day, again, the best way to do it is to go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe to WXCO News, and then you'll be able to get, as a podcast, our WXCO Morning Report segments, plus Isabella Nieto and the WXCO News Roundup from each and every day. So again, just go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to WXCO News, and you'll be able to catch all of our morning reports and news updates as well. And also, you can go to WXCO.fm, and right there under news, you can get each and every day our
podcasts and show notes and information that you need as well. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And Ian, I know last weekend you had your show. You were part of the Sweeney Todd production of the Wausau Community Theater.
That's right.
And we have had a chance to speak to the Wausau West Theater Group. And actually, starting tonight, you got choices this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only is Wausau West opening Once Upon a Mattress tonight, the Wausau East and Players, their theater group, they're doing a Little Shop of Horrors starting tonight as well. So, and the thing is, both of them are multi-day of affairs. Wausau West and Once Upon a Mattress is tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night at 7 p.m., and then a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau West Auditorium. You can get further information. Go to the Wausau West Theater page on Instagram and get some information on tickets as well. And you have a Little Shop of Horrors going on at Wausau East tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Trying to get the specific times here for the performances. They do not have one.
That's my sister's favorite musical, too.
Oh, so that's but I mean, talk about opportunities to get a big dose of entertainment. And actually, let's see here, the Wausau East End Players and Little Shop of Horrors, I think they have multiple productions are going on Saturday. Let me just double check this. Man, they got to put it on their graphics. They need to put the times on it, but nevertheless.
Oh, yeah.
But nevertheless.
Very important to have those.
Exactly. So they do have a Saturday matinee as well. So actually on Saturday, you can go to East during the day and then West in the evening. But the daytime, the matinee for West will be on Sunday. So again, Little Shop of Horrors at East, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, including the Saturday matinee, and West tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday with the matinee as well. So
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We are truly blessed to have all this great theater in our community of Wausau.
I tell you, last week go to see your show, and then this weekend you can go see East and West. I mean, we had a chance to talk to Everest last month because they had their show just last month.
And then Sweeta's going to have their upcoming auditions for Shrek.
It'll be
very busy with that. You get a lot of people to audition for that show.
And of course, we have the great productions that come into the Grand Theater. I mean, it's just really amazing that all the incredible opportunities, if you're somebody that loves going to the theater, and also if you're somebody that loves being on the boards and being part of the theater as well. So,
who needs to go to Broadway when you have your own Broadway community right here?
That is exactly right. So take advantage, and especially for these young people, the students at Wausau East and Wausau West. Try to take an opportunity to see them both this weekend, both at East and West, and so much talent within our schools.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's go to our number of the day and our number of the day quiz. And you have already clinched a passing grade for this week.
Yes.
You are able to now try to go for the winning week. If you get today right, it'll be 3 out of 4. That means you'd clinch more right than wrong this week. So it's a big opportunity here for you.
Definitely use it.
All right. Your number for the day and the quiz today. How many wonders of the world are there? Are you familiar with the wonders of the world?
Like the Great Wall of China, the Pyramids of Giza.
Yep.
A Stonehenge. Yeah. The Great Wonders.
So, yep. And how many are there?
Okay, how many are there?
Okay, your choices are
right.
7.
Okay.
9. 11.
7, 9, or 11. Okay. I really got to concentrate because the pressure's really on. 7,
big chance
9,
here.
Or 11 great...
The Wonders of the World.
I remember this from elementary school, so hopefully it still sticks in my mind. Final answer, I'm going to say that there are 7. 7 great wonders. Final answer.
the wonders of the world are the Great Wall of China, Petra, Christ the Redeemer, Machu Picchu, Chichen Itza, the Colosseum, the Taj Mahal. Seven wonders
yes.
of the world.
A winning week so far.
A winning week. So now I'll go for an A grade tomorrow.
Oh, man, that feels so good.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your Thursday and catch you tomorrow.
Thanks, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a great day.
Coming up, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.